Country Club FM.
It's Almanac time, Bob FM. This
we
date in history
one,
and the birthdays. Triangle's really hard to do because it's tough to do because you need to dangle it with a string. Because if you hold on to it, then you lose
the
acoustic
jingle
sound
jangle.
Of it.
Yeah.
If you hold it, it's which has been used. I mean, plenty of people have used that. I mean, it's almost like when you're hitting a cowbell. But
well, you did it well.
Well, you know, I did study percussion early in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Various other percussion instruments, moonshine jug.
Washboard.
What else is good? Washboard is very good. Cowbell, of course. The wood block. Somebody's head. Skull.
Boy.
One of those rubber hammers from shop class on somebody's skull. It's on somebody's melon.
Right.
If you have it mic'd up properly, it really does sound good.
Well, the Three Stooges made a career out of it.
And it depends where that person is as far as their class rank. Because the lower the rank, the more hollow the sound.
Right. Yeah, this is true.
Today is the 26th day of June. It's Wednesday, 177 in, 188 left. 1498, the toothbrush was invented in China.
Really?
Using bristles from a boar. Boar bristles. Mm,
that's
sounds like that'd
I
be
want
very,
in my mouth.
Sounds like that would be very comfortable on your gums.
Mm.
That was in 1498. And you know the history of dentifrices, right? A dentifrice, that's basically technical term for toothpaste and tooth powder, what they've used in the past for mouthwash and for toothpaste, what has been used, what substances have been used.
Do
you know the history? You're going to have to look it up because it's gross, actually.
I'll bet it is.
1807, we talked yesterday about the man who had been hit by lightning 7 times.
Yes.
It's one thing for one single person to get hit by lightning, but you know what else you don't want to get hit by lightning? How about a gunpowder warehouse?
Oh, that would be bad.
1807, lightning hits a gunpowder warehouse in Luxembourg. 230 die.
Oh, my gosh.
On this date. A White House wedding this date, 1844. John Tyler took on Julia Gardner as his bride.
I think his first wife had passed, so he was like 54 when he got married a second time. I know my presidential history.
I guess the first U.S. president to marry while in office was the one and only John Tyler. You put your sinewy thin right arm in, you take your sinewy right arm out, you put your sinewy, because he wasn't very meaty,
John Tyler.
You put your sinewy right arm in and you shake it.
Yeah.
All about. I'm
he
sure
was,
they did the hokey pokey and
he
the bunny
was
hop.
Wiry, yeah.
As they probably in the Lincoln bedroom, that's where they hold all the dances. 1948. This was, of course, a few years after World War II.
Berlin becomes a city of darkness as all ground communication is severed and industry comes to a standstill. But the Western Allies fight back with an airlift of 450 flights daily, carrying thousands of tons of food into the beleaguered capital, flying an air corridor threatened by Red fighter planes.
Red fighter plane, that being, of course, the Soviets.
Mm.
The Berlin airlift began this date, 1948. U.S., Britain, France helping out those in the western sector of Berlin that had been cut off by the Red Menace.
So, Russia was not on board with this.
On board with what?
With us helping.
No, they were not.
Yeah.
They were not. They didn't. They were trying to snuff them out of that western. They wanted them to come to the east.
Right.
And join their communist party, join their communist effort.
Didn't work out.
1963.
As a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
JFK, it's somewhat of a famous speech. Speaking of Berlin, this was 15 years after the Berlin airlift. John F. Kennedy, I don't think they airlifted him in. I don't think he parachuted out of an airplane into Berlin. I think he landed Air Force One there, and they were all ready and good to go, and he said, Ich bin ein Berliner, which in some dialects actually doesn't mean I am a Berliner. It means I am a donut in some German. I'm not making that up. Although a lot of it is made up here on the Almanac, that is not made up. That is actual in some dialects. That could mean I am a donut. John F. Kennedy. 1974, we all use barcodes and UP symbols now, but it was 1974 that the first ever barcode scanning equipment was installed by IBM, and the first product was scanned in Troy, Ohio at a supermarket. And that first product was a 10-pack of Juicy Fruit Gum. The first ever product to be barcoded and scanned for prices. Now, the reality was, in 1974, the cost of using the UPC symbols and the barcodes and the scanning was very, very expensive. And really, it didn't become into widespread use until the 1980s. You worked in retail, Neil.
I did.
Were they barcoding at your time, or were you still just going, were you one of the people going around and using the old gun, the price gun?
We were still using the price gun.
That's fun stuff.
This would have been early 80s.
Yeah. That was in 74. 1977, Real Audio this morning on the Almanac. Elvis Presley, that's Real Audio from his last concert, this date, Market Square Arena, Indianapolis. I think that's where the Lynx played last night.
I think you're right.
But I think they play in the other arena, not the arena that the Pacers play in. But anyway, that's where Elvis was, and that's Real Audio. That's him singing. And I think the only audio of that concert, any audio that's out there, it's all bootleg, people recording it from the crowd. I don't think there's an actual professionally produced version of that. There is one of a concert from Omaha that he did maybe a week earlier that CBS produced and had done. They didn't know he was going to die, of course.
What year was that?
Later on in August. 1977.
Yeah.
You know, he lied. He died later than
right. I thought you had said 74 now.
No, 74 was the supermarket thing.
Okay, yeah, 77.
1985. This is one of my favorite in history items that we ever cover here on the Almanac. This is the date that there was a an organist at a baseball game, minor league game in Florida. He played three blind mice after a call made by an umpire, and he got ejected from the game.
Yeah.
Wilbur Snap ejected after playing three blind mice in Florida.
Yeah.
Controversial call. And, you know, there's some umpires, they have thin skins.
They must have.
Thin skins.
I mean, they would have thought that was pretty comical and pretty well done, but they didn't.
Well,
obviously
he knew that he made the wrong call.
Right.
Probably, or maybe not, maybe vice versa. And then 2006.
I just wanted to start by saying Bill and I are absolutely honored and humbled by Warren's gift. It's really unprecedented in terms of what we can do good in the world. And it's something that we take very seriously. We feel an incredible responsibility. I think when you give away your own wealth, it's one thing.
$30 billion and change given away by Warren Buffett on this date. These people have a lot of money.
They have a ton.
And I think it's the new kind of welfare, kind of, when you think about it. Instead of the government giving to needy people, it's these people that have so much money they don't know what to do with it. The Warren Buffetts, the Gateses, and the Amazon guy and gal.
Right.
There's so much money. There's no way they could use it all.
Right.
So they throw it at charities instead of spending it on other things.
Mm-hmm.
But $30 billion, jeez. Warren Buffett to the Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
On this date, 2006.
I'm pretty sure the Gates Foundation was already doing pretty well.
Yeah, I would assume they were. Yeah.
You don't have to be a star.
Let's just say nobody that was sitting at that table, Warren Buffett and the Gates, drove a Prius to that news conference.
Right.
So Billy Davis Jr.
A little Motown sound.
No, I don't think they were. Were they Motown? Fifth Dimension?
I think so.
No, they weren't. They were something else. No, we had that album. It was not a Motown.
Well, it's got a Motown sound to it.
Wow, everybody was copying because it was so good. Of course, Billy Davis Jr. was founding member of the Fifth Dimension. Then he got married to Marilyn McCoo, who was in the Fifth Dimension. And here's their great duet from 1976.
Very nice.
You don't have to be a star, baby. Billy Davis Jr. He's 81 today. Happy birthday. Oh, more great music today, I'll tell you what.
Is that Scandal?
No, it wouldn't be. This is Quarter Flash.
Oh, Quarter Flash.
Similar to Scandal, featuring Patti Smyth, who might receive a reference here in just a moment, but this is Rindy Ross, the lead singer from Quarterflash.
Quarterflash,
kind of
right.
A one-hit yes. wonder, and she's the one playing the saxophone here too.
Nice.
Not only the lead singer, but saxophonist.
That's good work.
Rindy Ross is 68. Happy birthday,
Rindy with an R.
Yep.
Well, I know who that is.
Chris Isaac.
Yeah, he's got a distinctive sound.
63 for him. You mentioned Scandal.
This is better said goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Goodbye to you.
It's an 80s rock morning on the
it
Bob
is.
Almanac, and we're not done yet.
Oh,
Patty,
really?
That's Patty Smythe, who's married to John McEnroe now. You
oh,
cannot
really?
Be serious, but yeah. Patty Smythe, happy birthday. The other one, The Warrior, was another big hit for her
oh,
group,
yeah.
Scandal.
Take my breath away.
Oh, there's Maverick on his motorcycle. He has the... He feels the need for speed. He also feels the need to go on a date with an older woman.
Yeah.
Top Gun, ladies and gentlemen, music from the soundtrack. Terry Nunn, who's the lead singer for Berlin. Happy birthday, 58 today. Did Chris O'Donnell sing any 80s songs? I feel like we're on a...
R. What's that stand for?
Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Riddler and Two-Face can make a pretty lethal combination. Figured you could use a hand.
Two against two are better odds.
You know what R should stand for is really no real superpowers at all.
No.
For Robin. But Chris O'Donnell, there he is. He's Robin.
He was an acrobat.
Yes, he was. He was one of the acrobatic families.
Right.
That is the origin story of Robin, and I'm impressed that you know it. NCIS Los Angeles, probably his most recent work.
Right.
Chris O'Donnell, 49.
My first ex-wife's name is Tammy. My second ex-wife's name is Tamara. She goes by Tammy.
He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see him in the Sling commercials now. You know, the Sling TV commercials where you sling
yes.
to stream television. That's him from Parks and Recreation. He was very good in We Are the Millers. He's got one of the best mustaches in Hollywood. Nick Offerman, 49.
Yes.
Gretchen Wilson, 46. Might have a song of hers in the Bobathon. Derek Jeter, he's the captain. New York Yankees, no longer the captain. People always seem to worry more about his dating life than actually what he was doing on the field, Neil.
He was a solid player. He played the game the right way, as we say, Jim.
He'll be a Hall of Famer. He's 45.
Vic on second and eight. Off the play fake. Has some running room. Inside the 30. Inside the 20.
Uh-oh.
Vic into the end zone. Falcons win in overtime.
When he wasn't organizing dogfighting matches, he was running wild against the Minnesota Vikings in the early 2000s.
That was rough to watch,
Michael
wasn't it?
Vick is 39. Our rapper of the day today is Fat Trell. Fat Trell is...
Is that two words?
It is two words, Fat Trell. But you can pronounce it as though it's one word.
Okay.
Fat Trell. He is 29, and Ariana Grande, kind of a big thing right now,
mm-hmm.
and she has been ever since she was on the Nickelodeon channel.
Sure.
Ariana Grande, 26.
Gone, but not forgotten. He's a Civil War general, but many people associate his name with the origin of baseball. Abner Doubleday was born
False.
In this day, 1819.
False. They've proven it that it wasn't
yeah,
Doubleday.
It really wasn't him.
No, more of a...
more
of a theory and more of a, you know...
Yeah,
just didn't.
He might have attended
it. Out.
He might have attended a game.
He
early.
Was somewhere. He was like hanging in the tree up
right.
Along the first base line, watching the first. Ever
I think
game.
He was the first guy ever to heckle an umpire at a game, and that's
when
why they
played
put
three
him
blind mice.
Right, 1819 for Abner Doubleday. Our blues grade of the day is Big Bill Brunzi. You know, either a rapper or a blues guy, if you've got a unique name. Big Bill Brunzi was born on this day, 1893. Sorry we don't have any audio from him. We do from actor Peter Lorre.
$5,000.
You will clasp your hands together at the back of your neck. I intend to search your offices, Mr. Spade. I warn you, if you attempt to prevent me, I shall certainly shoot you.
Go ahead and search.
Will you please come to the center of the room?
Sam Spade being roughed up by Peter Lorre there are about to be. He will shoot you. Peter Lorre was born on this day in 1904. We had an Elvis reference earlier. His longtime manager was Colonel Tom Parker, who was born on this day in 1909. One of the best female athletes of all time, Babe Didriksen Zaharias, was born on this day in 1911. Remember Eleanor Parker, the actress?
Surely you've noticed the way he looks into your eyes. And you know, you blushed in his arms when you were dancing just now.
She was jealous.
Don't take it to heart. He'll get over it soon enough, I should think. Men do, you know.
Talking about the captain.
I don't
captain
think he got
Von Trapp.
He did not get over it. Eleanor Parker was shown the door in favor of Julie Andrews. Sound of Music there. Eleanor Parker, born on this day, 1922.
Well, she couldn't sing a lick.
Well, she could not.
She couldn't sing Do Re Mi. She couldn't do any of that.
No,
the
she
captain
couldn't.
Said, you're gone.
She couldn't play ball with the kids. I mean, it was going nowhere
kinda
fast.
Kind of like Aunt B.
Right. A little
can't
bit.
Can't catch frogs.
Right. So it just didn't work out. Eleanor Parker, 1922. They're gone, but not forgotten.
You're going to be gone, and we won't forget about you either. Thank you're at so Lakes much. Jam. Would you like to start the Bobathon with Birthday Girl Gretchen Wilson, California Girls, Pam Tillis, maybe it was Memphis, or Brooks and Dunn, play something country?
Well, since we were talking some Brooks and Dunn, let's go there first.
Bob FM.
All you need for some.